Hey everybody, Blake here. Why don't we talk about drums for a second, okay? I've been playing drums since I was 10 years old, and if there's anything, I mean anything, that I have destroyed more of, it would be drumsticks. I've been through literally thousands of drumsticks over the years, but there's one company that stands out, and that's State Sticks. Founded in 2017, State Sticks gives you a piece of home no matter where your playing takes you. Whether you're on tour with a major artist, playing local gigs, or just at home practicing your favorite Hall & Oates songs, hey man, they've got the sticks for you. With sizes available in 5A and 5B, All-American Hickory and Oval Wood Tips, it's the perfect combo for any drummer. Their designs are unique and cater to the home states of Brian and myself, with Ohio and South Carolina sticks available. And if you're feeling a little extra patriotic, they have a design with red and blue stars all over it. Man, God bless America. Anyway, give them a follow on Instagram. That's @state_sticks to stay up to date on the latest and greatest from these guys. And while you're at it, go ahead and check out their website. That's www.state-sticks.com. Head on over there. Order your first pair today. These guys are legit, and I know you're going to love them. Thank you. Enjoy the show. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Not Religious Podcast. I am Blake.
And I am Brian.
And this week, Brian, we've had three guests in a row.
I know. Isn't it awesome?
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. I like it.
Look how much more legit we're getting.
I like it.
This week, we have the return of Andrew Johansson.
What's going on?
Yes. He's back.
He's back.
We're not talking about the rapture this time either.
No.
In fact, Andrew doesn't know what we're talking about this time because we didn't tell him. So we kept him completely in the dark.
Well, last time he showed up with 13 pages of notes.
Oh, there is no such thing as being overprepared, by the way.
There's not, but I wanted a bit of spontaneity to happen.
Yes.
So, Andrew, we are talking about nothing.
Yes.
It's like an episode of Seinfeld.
No, we're gonna do 20 questions with Andrew.
Yeah, 20 questions, awesome.
Yeah, so we're gonna ask you a series of questions, some dealing with religion, some not dealing with religion, just to see your opinion on things, just to have a conversation with you, man.
Yep, I'm really looking forward to it.
We've done some very heavy episodes past couple episodes, so we're kind of like, oh, let's do something fun.
This is a good palate cleanser.
Yes.
So,
I wouldn't say it's a palate cleanser because that insinuates that the other ones were bad.
No, not that they were bad. Just heavy, like you said. They were heavy. Just kind of lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. Heart.
You know, we talked about hell and Father's Day. And for some people, Father's Day is hell. So,
true.
Yeah. So, we're going to lighten it up a little bit.
Yep. Thank you for being here, by the way.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Can't wait. Andrew's a longtime listener, probably our number one fan.
I would say so.
Yeah. Even more so than our wives.
Definitely. True. So.
Yeah.
I would definitely say so. Yeah.
But you know what? Before we get to that, before we get started here, you know, I like to do a little article. Read a funny news article or something, whether it's related to Christianity or not. You know, until today, I couldn't find anything. Nothing jumped out at me that said, and I almost just didn't do it. I almost just said, screw it. I'm not gonna do an article this week. It's fine. I'm not gonna force one. Lo and behold,
you find one.
I asked, and the Lord provided. I have a...
Amen.
This is the best... This is probably my favorite article I've ever read on this entire podcast. So, yep. Here's our new segment for today. I mean, seriously, this is probably the best story. All right, Andrew, you with us?
I'm with y'all.
Here we go. All right. Thousands petition Netflix to cancel Good Omens, but it's on Amazon Prime. Did you catch that?
Okay. Have you heard about the show Good Omens?
I've seen advertisements, but the only thing I can think of, it's supposed, if I'm thinking of the right one, it's supposed to be like post-apocalyptic or supposed to be like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So, all right. Anyway. All right. The television series is adapted from Terry Pratchett and Neil's 1990 fantasy novel and was released on Amazon Prime last month. However, thousands of disgruntled Christians have now signed a petition for the series to be canceled, but unfortunately addressing the wrong streaming site.
That is awesome.
Wow. So we have Christianese people basically boycotting this, and what's the difference between this and the Left Behind series that throws fantasy
in? Oh, I'll tell you.
Oh, you're going to find out.
All right. So the 6-part series, starting David Tennant as the demon Crowley and Michael Sheen as the angel Aziraphale, sees the two working together to prevent the coming of the Antichrist and an imminent apocalypse. Before Pratchett's death, it's alleged that his last wish was to adapt the novel they wrote together. However, Christians rounded together by the Return of Order campaign and are calling for the series to be canceled. More than 20,000 people have signed the petition, which says Good Omens is, quote, another step to make Satanism appear normal, light, and acceptable. And it, quote, mocks God's wisdom.
Oh, Lord.
Their complaints include the fact God is voiced by a woman.
Oh, no. Can't have that.
Frances McDormand. And that
Straight to hell.
And that the Antichrist is a normal kid. Adding this type of video makes light of the truth, error, good and evil, and destroys the barriers of horror that society still has for the devil. Now.
So it says it makes the devil seem normal?
It's taking a light turn on Satan.
So I see what you're saying. So you're not taking the Satan seriously.
Yes.
I got you.
Making it more family friendly, if you will.
My favorite part of that is the whole they made God a woman. Yes. Wow.
Yep. And they're pissed.
They are pissed. So it's just the voice of a woman.
Yeah.
So it just says voice of a woman. So we don't even see if it's a woman.
Wow.
So how do we know what God's voice sounds like? It could sound very, very womanly.
Just like a woman.
I mean, I picture God's voice as a woman because all the authority figures in my life are women. You're Mr. Apocalypse, Andrew. I mean, that's what we talked about last time.
True. Yeah, that's your new nickname.
Yeah, Mr. Apocalypse. Yeah.
Mr. Apocalypse.
You're the only guy I know that's, I would say, an expert on the subject.
Yeah.
So it says it made the Antichrist a normal little boy.
Made him like a little boy. Oh, yeah.
Isn't he supposed to be normal?
I was going
to
say, newsflash, he starts out as a little boy. It's a man. So
don't we all?
But regardless, I mean, it advertises being a fictitious show to begin with, so honestly, who cares?
I'll be honest with you. It looks pretty funny.
It does look pretty good.
I remember going to see a movie, and you know how, like, if you get to the movie theater way too early, and before the actual, like, trailers start, they have the little...
That's my favorite.
Yeah. I mean, that you learn about new upcoming shows and things like that.
You see the Coca-Cola dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
The M&Ms.
And the M&Ms and the polar bears.
Yeah.
You know,
I used to like the popcorn. The popcorn used to dance.
Oh, yeah.
A while ago.
That was back in the day.
Back in the day.
Mm. Brian's, you're not that old.
God, you were about to say Brian's old.
You're not that old.
But when we get video, that was going to be good.
That would have been awesome. Coming up. Yep, we're in the studio.
Oh
now,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. We moved to the studio. We are actually in the studio. This is our first episode officially in the studio.
Yep.
It's awesome.
It looks awesome. It smells really good in here.
I have a Scentsy going.
Scentsy, yes. Over there. It smells. Yes. What flavor Scentsy is that?
Man.
Is it really?
I have no idea. Okay. Lee handed it to me and said,
"Rich mahogany.
This is manly."
It smells like all right, leather and sweat. Yes.
But yeah, we're in the studio, so I'm going to be doing I can practice in here, practice my bass guitar. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing the podcast in here. I can do my audio engineering in here.
Your schooling.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and eventually we're going to add on to it and put a little recording studio on it, and it's going to be awesome.
Yep. This is taking it to the next level.
This is phase one.
Honestly.
Phase one of the project.
Or would this be, this is probably phase three of the podcast though.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but of the studio, this is phase one. Phase one.
So
1.0.
Andrew, did you know that when we first started this whole thing, we recorded off the iPad that's in that bag right there.
That's impressive.
Literally, it just sat on a box and we hit record on the Anchor app.
Yeah, so at Blake's house. So you weren't married yet.
No, but so I was engaged.
You were engaged.
To my beautiful wife.
Right. So
I loved her so much.
Oh my God. The box that we put it on had like wedding decorations in it or whatever. Nice. And it was just kind of like, oh, we should prop this up. We looked around. Oh, there's a box. Yeah. And then I had to move some Roombas out of the way to get the box. And then I put the box on the table and then put the iPad on it. And it was like, what do we do now? Open GarageBand.
I think so we progressed from that to, I think Claire might have been the first one we had on where we actually used mics.
Yeah.
Is that
right? Yeah, yeah. So we had no idea what we're doing.
Episode 10 or something.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Even with all my sound background, like this is completely different and completely new. And it's just so, but.
We're learning every time we do an episode.
We are. And we're killing it.
Absolutely.
Kilting it.
Yeah, got that 11. We're over 11,000 now.
Yeah, we're like
killing it. Anyway, back to the. I took us way off topic.
I think that was pretty much it. So it's just another example of.
So Christians are petitioning Netflix to get rid of an Amazon show.
Focusing on their own things.
They have no idea. I think, to be honest with you, I do mean to discredit Christians. I don't think they know that there's anything other than Netflix as far as the streaming site goes.
Yeah. So when I picture these 20,000 people, I picture like they're over 50. They drive Buicks. Like they don't stream. Like they still have like cable or
they think that Netflix is a cable package.
Yeah. Or no, they still think Netflix is you get two DVDs in the mail. Remember when it was and then you watched them.
That's what they still think. That was Netflix when it started.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's probably what they think. They're probably not into the whole. All we do is stream. That's all I do is stream. How about you?
Yeah. We don't have
you guys. Yep. Yeah. That's all we do is stream. I mean, that's where the world is heading.
Yeah.
But I picture the drive in the Buick. Very, very, I mean, MAGA hats on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, very middle of the lane, like, very conservative folks. You know, nothing stronger than, like, balsamic vinegar in their house.
Yeah. Y'all best get that devil show off of that Netflix.
I wonder if the same group of people did anything about Lucifer, because there's a show called Lucifer. Yeah. Have you seen that?
Oh, I'm sure that, there's petitions about that.
My thing is, why? If that's their reason behind it all, I mean, I could see if they had a decent reason, but that's definitely not good enough for me.
Yeah.
No.
If it's God's voice being a woman, which he's God, he can make it however he wants to be.
Did you guys ever see the movie The Shack?
No, I haven't seen it, but I was told
it was a woman.
Yeah. Gosh, it is awesome. You guys have to watch it. Yeah, yeah. So, like, Jesus is like a hippie, like Arab, not Arab, but I mean Middle Easterner. God's a woman.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit is an Oriental chick. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's and the way that they describe the Trinity and how the Trinity works. Man, this is so cool, so refreshing to have a outside the box viewpoint be made into the movie. And the acting is not that bad either.
Yeah.
We'll have to check it out.
So one of these episodes coming up, I want to, we've already talked about Christian movies.
Mm-hmm. We did.
But I would like to almost do like a movie review of some movies. I think The Shack would be good to do.
You gotta watch it first.
Right. So watch it, and even some movies like we can do one on Facing the Giants.
Samson's a newer one you could do.
Yeah, you guys just watched Samson, right?
I think overall it was good. It just, there were fine details. For instance, the very first scene, they're stealing corn over in Gaza during biblical times.
You told me about that.
And everyone knows corn is North American.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like fifth grade stuff there. That
I
you
love
should
corn.
Know.
Yep.
I had corn tonight for dinner.
Yeah.
I did.
Yes.
I'm going to see it again in a few hours.
Oh.
What, I didn't need corn?
All right. Well, Brian, do you want to hop on in?
Hop on into what?
Hop on into this roller coaster.
Oh, okay. We're done with the news.
Yeah, that's all I got for the news. So there you go. Gotcha. Christians don't do the research. Just another bit of confirmation.
What's up, everyone in podcast land? This is Brian.
And I'm Blake.
And we are from the Not Religious Podcast, here to talk to you about one of our sponsors, PillarOfHopeApparel.com.
All right, Brian, they got some shirts, they got some hats, they got phone cases, whatever you need. It's awesome.
And if you go right now and go to your cart, fill it up, put in the promo code NRP116, you'll get 10% off your order.
Jeez, 10%?
10%. That's PillarOfHopeApparel.com. Promo code NRP116.
Check them out.
All right, so we're going to play like a little 20 questions with you, Andrew.
All right.
My first question, and it's just basically, I'm interested to know what you think about this particular subject. I've been reading a lot and watching a lot of videos, mostly because we did the evolution episode a few episodes back. So it really got me interested in hearing other viewpoints. I don't have a lot of time to watch crap because normally when we do an episode, that's it. Like I don't, like after the episode's done, I move on. Like I stop thinking about that because I have to prepare for the next episode. But this one's kind of lingered around. So here's my question to you. What do you think about the theory that the Earth is 600,000 years old? The young Earth.
Young Earth creationist?
Are you one?
I wouldn't consider me a young Earth, but I do believe, and that's through my own research, looking from there's two books. There's the Greek Septuagint, which they basically goes
bless
back.
You
Septuagint, and then it's called the I might be butchering the name, but MA is the
we do it all the time.
Oh yeah,
so
dude.
Masoretic, that's the Jewish version of it, where they actually went back and studied scripture and all the timelines and everything. But if you take it for face value, scripture gives us the actual how old people were from Adam. He lived this over, and it goes all the way down. And if you actually, I did it myself. If you look from the exile of Judah, which was the year 589, I believe, somewhere around that line, you can count back and it'll give you the age of the earth roughly if you're taking it for face value that these numbers were. And that'll put you around 4000 BC. Was the age of the earth. And then if you go off of the Septuagint, it'll go back to about 6,000 years. So taking it literally, it actually does make sense that the earth would be what, around 6,000 to 8,000 years old.
And that's a lot of the stuff that I was finding is the lineage that they give in the Bible and stuff like that. But it got me thinking. So like I watched a YouTube video, and then shortly thereafter, I watched the Tom DeLonge, the UFO alien Tom DeLonge show on the History Channel, and they had an expert on. Oh no! Wrong! I didn't have this thought until I was watching Ancient Aliens. I'm sorry. New season just came out, and they had a physicist on, and an astronomer on, and the astronomer was talking about the galaxies that are millions of light years away. Mm-hmm. And that got me thinking, so what is a light year? That is the rate of speed that light travels within a year. Right. Light year. Mm-hmm. It travels at the speed of light. And if it's a million miles away, if the Earth was 600,000 years old, if the star is a million light years away, we wouldn't see that star yet.
Right.
Because it's not old enough. So that got me thinking like, oh, well, maybe there's not, because how can we say, so it's either one of two things, like either like science has gotten it wrong with, you know, how far away this stuff actually is,
right,
or they've gotten it wrong with how to say, you know, if light bends in space or whatever it is, or, you know, maybe their calculations, they're not factoring something in, or the young Earth folks are just wrong. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's what it comes down to me, because when I was watching that, he said a million light years away. And I was like, well, wait a minute. If it was 600,000 years old, if Earth is 600, we wouldn't be seeing that star yet. So, which is it? You know what I'm saying? Because right. I think there's good points on both sides. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
All I know is, they could be wrong, considering everything growing up in our textbooks was based upon carbon dating and everything. That's why they get us, in which we're finding out is completely wrong.
Was it carbon 14?
Carbon 14, yes. And again, for it to be accurate, you have to have something from that time, and we can't go back in time and take something. So.
Right, Marty McFly can, but we cannot.
Yet. Yes, Marty McFly.
We can't go back in time yet.
The Avengers can, but
yes,
right.
Like you got a question.
I do, Andrew.
Man, Andrew, freaking dude, see, out of the park. Dude.
We didn't tell him about.
Didn't tell him crap, man, and just knocking like he was it out reading of the park.
From a book.
Boom.
That's what we wanted. That's you know? It. All right, Andrew. Serious question here. Okay. We're getting serious. All right, if you could only choose one, Marvel or DC?
Oh, man.
And then the reasons why.
And the reasons why.
All right. I'm going to have to say DC as far as comics and everything, because...
okay, so what are you talking? What are you talking? Overall or movies or what?
Yeah, overall.
If you're talking movies, then I've lost hope in DC. And if Marvel all the way, DC just keeps... messing things up by changing and not being consistent with their universe and their characters. But if we're talking about the actual characters from comics and everything, my heart goes out to DC. I'm Batman all the way.
Gotcha.
Even though I love Wolverine too.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. I have to choose DC overall when it comes to the comic characters and going back to the original, not this keep changing Batman up and everything.
Yeah.
But,
well, I know that makes Brian happy because Aquaman is his favorite movie and favorite superhero.
I really hope that Jason Momoa stars in a superhero movie and gets a contract from Marvel.
From Marvel?
Well, it's looking like he's going to be either Wolverine potentially or Sabretooth. Awesome? Yeah.
He'll finally be in a superhero movie.
Well, I'm happy with them crossing going from Marvel to DC. All the others are already doing it and vice versa, so why not?
Yeah.
What do you think about the rumor with, and this is my next question, leading off of yours, with Keanu Reeves?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I read an article where they were saying Kevin Feige, I love saying his
Guy
name.
Guy Fieri?
Off. Yeah. Mr. Marvel himself, that just about every Marvel script that has come out, they've pitched to Keanu. What do you think about that?
Oh, man. Again, why not? He's already been in DC. Constantine is actually a branch of DC, so why not bring him over?
I had no idea. Is it really?
And that's actually one of my favorite, and go figure, because of the parallelism to the end times and stuff like that. So, I'm a big fan of Constantine, and so, yeah, more power to him. Yeah. Bring him over to Marvel.
Who would you want to see him play in Marvel?
I have an idea.
I have an idea who I would.
I'd like to hear your idea, and I'll try to think of something of my own.
I would like to see him as Gamut.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm behind you 1,000% on that. Oh, him over Channing Tatum any day.
Oh, God, yes.
They completely scrapped the Channing Tatum.
Well, good, because I hated it.
Good.
Yeah. And I think that was still supposed to be a Fox deal, but once
he doesn't have the acting chops to be able to pull off.
Yeah, he barely made it out as being a serious role in The Eagle as playing in a Centurion. So
there's a movie with good old Channing, homeboy.
Yeah,
there's a movie with him. It's like a romantic movie or something where he's a. Are you filming me?
No, I'm trying to pull up a picture for you.
Like what?
We're live, baby.
What do you suck it, dude? What are you doing? Get the camera out of my face. But there's a movie where like a love, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like a romantic movie where he's like in the military.
Like a Nicholas Sparks.
Oh. Yeah, something like that.
That's what it was.
Dear John. I watched it with Lee and I was like, this is the worst acting. I mean Hallmark movies have better actors than
first of all, why are you gonna make a movie Dear John? Do they even realize what a Dear John letter is to the military?
It's not a good thing. So, what are you gonna say?
This is Moon Knight. So we were talking earlier.
Oh, okay.
Moon Knight. So they've thrown around the idea of doing a Moon Knight movie.
He would have to play a dark character,
right?
I think.
So that's
yes.
I've seen several articles today because
thanks to John Wick,
Kevin Feige keeps talking about wanting to get Keanu Reeves, like you said, and they keep eyeballing him for Moon Knight. So.
If Tom Hardy wasn't Venom, I'd say Keanu would be good as Venom too. But yeah, Tom Hardy
that'd be interesting.
Kills as Venom.
And I read something today that Marvel is really wanting to have a crossover.
With X-Men?
With Venom and
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They need to bring him in now. They've already set it up for a similar situation, so why not?
But the Deadpool Spider-Man crossover, he said that will never happen.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be perfect, especially since Deadpool released the PG-13 version, the Christmas edit. So that was
still
perfect.
Haven't seen that.
It's hilarious.
I can see Deadpool definitely showing up in some X-Men stuff.
Yeah.
If they reboot X-Men, when they reboot X-Men, I can see Deadpool, but I don't see him crossing over into mainstream Marvel Avenger land. I just don't see it.
Ryan Reynolds will find a way. He's already trying to in trailers and everything else.
Right.
Yeah. I hope it does. It definitely won't be on the scale of like what the comics are.
Right.
Between the interactions of Deadpool and Spider-Man. But
what's your favorite Keanu movie?
I'm gonna have to go with Constantine overall.
Soundtrack for that movie was amazing, dude.
I liked him in Point Break. I liked him.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of movies.
Johnny Utah, baby.
I hadn't even seen any of the John Wicks other than the unrealistic shooting scenes.
They're good.
Okay.
I haven't seen those.
There's a theory out there that John Wick exist in the Matrix.
Ooh.
So
I can get down with that.
So what it is basically the Matrix controller created the architect created a program for Neo to keep him busy to stop saving stuff, and it's John Wick.
That I can get down with that all day.
Isn't that awesome?
I want to watch those.
Because there's some stuff that happens in John Wick. You're like, what? What? Wait a minute. Like what? What? That's not real life, and it's supposed to be real life.
Yeah,
you know.
But it's the Matrix.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
Pull up my list
Bring
here.
It on.
All right. So one thing that I've learned about not only you, this is kind of a question for you and Anne.
She's not here.
She's not here, but maybe you can explain something to me. So when a movie comes out, or when a game comes out, you guys look up the spoilers before you see it.
What the crap is that about?
I'm going to admit, that bothers me.
That bothers me.
I don't get it.
So
why do you like the spoilers?
I like getting the storyline so I can go in and I can pay more attention to everything else going on.
Okay.
To the Easter eggs and everything else that way. Because otherwise, I'm going to have to go through and focus mainly on the plot and I'm going to miss a lot of things. And I enjoy going in there and catching everything.
Alternative is, and you go to a lot more movies than I do. You both do. Mm-hmm. I prefer to wait until it comes out and then watch it at home and then watch it like 7 times.
Yes.
So that's the alternative, is not to go see it in the theaters, but then you run the risk of getting spoiled on the interwebs.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I cannot. I can't have spoilers, man. I can't, and it drives me crazy that you guys are like, "Tell me what happened." I'm like, "No, no."
Yeah. I want you to experience this.
Right.
Dude, after we saw Endgame, I walked back into work and there was a guy that was there that he said, So tell me what happens. And I said, it's a 3-hour movie, dude. I can't tell you what happens.
The Avengers save the world.
Yeah. But he was like, well, I had some theories. And he's like, I'm not going to be able to watch it for like 3 months. So you might as well just go ahead and tell me. So, but I was like, that movie is way too important for you to have a bunch of spoilers. You need to go see it.
Oh, yeah. I definitely, Wiki releases the plot like a week after it. If that, sometimes people get on there way ahead of times and they don't care.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I like reading to know what everything's going to happen in a sense, just plot wise. And then everything else, I just get in on the action and enjoy it.
I just never understood that. Like Andrew would always ask us, be like, so what happened?
Like, go watch it. Go watch the movie. I'm not going to tell. I can't do it, man. Like, even with television shows. Okay, so my family's a big, like, American Idol and a big, like, America's Got Talent or whatever. Well, Avery doesn't have concept of what spoilers are.
Yeah.
And like she'll watch ahead or something like that in her room, and then like we'll go to watch it and she's like, oh yeah, they won. We're like, what? We have 4 episodes left. And
you're grounded.
Yeah. Actually, no. Alec, you're Alec, grounded.
You're grounded.
Avery, you're beautiful.
Does Alec listen to this?
I have no idea. Okay. Who knows what Alec does?
I don't know.
He's the scapegoat.
Yeah. He's always watching The Office every time I
He's done see with him. The Office. He's
he moved. Finished it?
Wow. Yeah. And so now he's watching Flash, maybe. Okay. The new season come out of Flash.
Well, as long as he doesn't watch Bad Omens, then, which he has Amazon access now.
So. Yeah, he does. So he might be watching it. Who knows? You know how those teenagers are. They're rebellious.
Rebellious. Yep.
All right. My question. Last episode, 2 episodes ago, when we have Travis on.
Last episode.
Okay.
Yeah, last week.
Was the Father's Day episode. Mm-hmm. We actually considered having you on, because you are the quintessential dad. Like you encompass everything that a dad is. You are an amazing father. You're an amazing husband. Like you really set the bar high for the rest of us. Like you're great with your kids. It's amazing to watch you. It is definitely your element. Like to see you with a diaper bag and like the daddy sack with a baby in front of you, you're like, yep, that fits. Yep. You know,
but, I remember being at the fair last year before you get to your question, but I remember being at the fair last year and we're standing in line for something and you walked by with your bag, your diaper bag, and like Owen on like in one arm. I looked at Allie and I said, he's like the dad. She said, yeah, he is, isn't he? Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, you were born in, like, to be a dad. Yeah. So here's my question. And I asked Travis this, and kind of asked Blake this in a roundabout way. Perspective. Now that you're a dad, how has your perspective changed, good or bad, in the view of fatherhood and the view of responsibility, and even compared to, you know, I know you have a good relationship with your dad. Mm-hmm. But so I have a 2-part question that, and that's the first one, perspective. Has your perspective changed, in the view of paternal leadership?
I mean, it's changed completely. I mean, you're responsible for somebody else. Before it was, I could think more about my desires and everything. And once you become that father, I mean, you got to sacrifice a lot of your needs. If your kid's still hungry, they eat all your food and you're still in the process of eating and they want yours. I mean, cave in and give it to them just because you love them. So
that's what you said.
Yeah.
With the Oreos.
With the Oreos.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, I forgot where I was going. I was so wrapped up in your answer. That was
Do you have any children regrets?
Ooh.
Children regrets.
Let's not answer that.
I don't think
Which so. One would you give that?
No.
None.
None. That's a right answer. Right answer.
Be honest.
No, I love them all.
No. So
it's Owen, isn't it?
It's I will punch you in the face. Anyway, that's my godson. I will body slam you right here on this table.
We need video cast for that first.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So outside of perspective, we talked a little bit about last week with the bad examples. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What's your viewpoint on that? Like, you've grown up in a Christian life and lifestyle, and I mean, gosh, you were reading, what was it, in sixth grade, you were an end times prophet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, what is... How do you view that? Do you think enough emphasis is given to the bad fathers? Because as a father, I'm sure you've messed up. And there's really no biblical representation that is given to us for that. What's your view on that?
Let's see here. Oh, man, this is a tough one.
I stump you.
How do we answer this? Let's see. Well, for one, we learn from our mistakes, and we take the good and bad. We see our parents made mistakes, and we try to be better than them. I can tell you from a biblical standpoint, I think you get a better appreciation for who God is and the grace he extends towards us when you're a parent, because you're having to present the same thing towards your kids. At least that's the way I see it. So, yeah. I think that's pretty much that in a nutshell.
Boom. Killed it again.
And I wish we had video right now. Brian just knocked over a Yeti full of water.
Yeah.
Right on almost your Mac, on your MacBook. Whoops.
Yeah, like mopping it up with the tablecloth.
Yeah. I don't have $2,000 to replace that.
Ooh.
All right.
Your turn.
So, since you obviously don't have any children regrets, do you have any tattoo regrets?
No, I wouldn't say a tattoo regret. I just wish that I have the Archangel Michael on my back, and he's like over Satan, and I have
on your entire back.
My entire back. I just wish I would either had them make the angel with the helmet, or I don't know. The face is way too cartoony looking. It's a little messed up. That's the only thing I wish could have been done a little better. But as far as regrets, nah.
Yeah.
No regrets.
How many do you have?
I have my entire back. I got a cross on my arm. And then I have my side done. Mm-hmm. So 3 total.
Gotcha.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought it was more than that for some reason.
I did 2. Big. I thought you had like 12.
Yeah, I did 2.
But it's just because your entire back is a tattoo.
Yeah, the whole back is done. So
that's probably why.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Blake.
And I'm Brian.
And we're here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Not Religious Podcast, and that is The Found Sheep. If you head on over to thefoundsheep.net right now, you can check out their great collection of hats, beanies, shirts, sweatshirts, things like that. Their hats are especially, especially dope. Am I right, Brian?
You are right on
point. That's right. And why don't you go ahead and tell them about their outreach there?
Yeah, so everything that they create is designed to point souls to Jesus and to remind believers that he is our good shepherd. Man, goodness. They give 10% of all of their profits to the local church, and another 10% provides outreach to people who serve in need all around the world.
Well, I'll be doggone.
That's right.
That's awesome.
An apparel company with a mission.
That's exactly right. Go check out their stuff. They got really neat stuff. And we also have a neat little promo code for all of our listeners today.
That's
Brian,
right.
What's that promo code?
If you type in not religious, that's not religious in all caps, after you fill your little goodie basket up with all of your merch, guess what? You'll get 10% off.
Woo! Heck yeah, dude.
That's just for our listeners. So thank you guys. Go ahead and check them out on the Instagrams and the Facebooks and help support thefoundsheep.net.
Boom. Boom.
Yeah. All right. So my next question will kind of cover what we do here. Is there any topic that you wish we would cover?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want to hear us talk about?
Oh, man.
And why?
And I've got a follow-up question to Brian's.
I led it for you.
Okay.
Boy, y'all put me on the spot on this one. Let's see. It's easy picking up topics about what Christians are wrong, I guess, if we can find something on, for instance, you know, them bad-mouthing Lauren Daigle. I guess just hitting on the good with the bad and together when we go, if you pick a topic, something like that, we address more of the good, what's good coming out of it and the bad possibly.
Well, I mean, that's good. And we tend not to do that. We get so wrapped up in complaining about what's going on, not complaining, but shining a light on it, that we don't really focus on the other side that much or what good's coming out of it. So that's good constructive criticism.
We're still in a very deconstructive state right now with Christianity. It's a lot of like,
I think we're coming out of it. We're not as pissed off as what we used to be, just because I think we were so pissed off because we were taught so many wrong things for so long.
And it is still coming out. There are still things that happen.
And we're like,
almost
daily.
What? I see things on Facebook and I'm like, oh my God. And how was I a part of that?
Well, that's sad because once again, the world doesn't view the good stuff as much as they see the negativity. And just like them petitioning this show on Amazon, that's what they're going to see Christians as being haters. And they're picking the insignificant things to pick apart versus actual legitimate issues and stuff like that. And if you're going to do that, then do about it the right way.
Right.
Oh, and that's good. That's good stuff for us. Like, let's not pick apart. So I definitely see how what you're saying with it's easy for us to pick apart what's wrong. Mm-hmm. And we should shine light on what's right more often.
Yeah.
Make it a practice to not only highlight the bad, but maybe some of the good stuff going on.
Yeah.
And we do from time to time, but maybe there's some tweaking we can do. Mm-hmm. It's hard. And you've been there and I don't think you've deconstructed as much as what we have.
Right.
I think you've maintained and added to and taken away in a much more mature and responsible way than what we have.
A lot more.
Definitely.
I'm like, screw everybody. Everything sucks.
Well,
you know,
it's understandable. And again, it says iron sharpens iron. So I'm here for y'all. And
look at that.
We're going to keep doing it. So,
look at that. Your question now.
All right. So has there ever been an episode or a topic where you disagreed with us on? Please be honest.
Let's see here.
You're in the hot seat.
I don't know.
It's hot in the hot tub. How about even something that we've said that you're like, no, guys, I don't think so.
I don't know, on the hell topic, maybe a little bit. I mean, like y'all read my quote. I do believe it's a physical place, and like I said, y'all are entitled to coming up with y'all's own view and everything. And as we go along, our views might change the deeper we go in scripture.
I think that's it, though. I don't think we have I know I don't have a nailed down view on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think both of them make so much sense, and gosh, you've been taught one way so long, so you definitely gravitate towards that. I find it refreshing that there's something else out there that I can lend credibility to that says, it's backed up by scripture. You know, that's so refreshing to me, and I'm so willing to entertain that because it's backed up by scripture, and there are a lot of smart people. Mm-hmm. Who are on that. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. I'm like, wow, you know, I've never really, and that comes with the deconstruction.
Absolutely.
That comes mm-hmm. with where I'm at. You know, do I actually believe this, and what do I believe? And it's okay to say, I don't know.
Right.
And it's okay to say, man, this sounds good and this sounds good. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's like anything with it. If you're looking at all the different views, myself included, I get too wrapped up on what I believe in somebody disagreeing with me. And we got to look at, you got to kind of know the different sides. Even if you're going to minister to somebody of a different belief system altogether or a different worldview, you kind of got to know where they stand before you can even start. I wouldn't say pushing your belief, but trying to express your own belief on them. And the same thing goes through the scripture. Y'all have pushed me to do more of my research and stuff on things. No. For instance, just a random side note, the word jackal that's used in the Old Testament throughout there can either mean a dragon sea serpent or it can be the actual wild dog. It's coming from the word tanan and tanam.
Yeah.
I'm like, so even Bible scholars on something like
Tanam.
That.
Tanam! That sounds like, like when you dunk a basketball.
Tanam!
Like, Tanam, mother lover!
So yeah, it all comes down to getting to the... We have to look at scripture as a whole and then look at the actual content or the context of the content, how it was used. And so yeah, that becomes very important when you're studying scripture and you know, continuing to develop our faith and everything.
Yeah,
refining it this through the sanctification process. So yeah, absolutely.
That's good. How about, so you touched a little bit about hell, but is there anything that you just flat out, even something we've said, you know, that you're just kind of like, no, guys, you should probably back yourselves up there.
Yeah.
And this is, we want to know, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we don't get a lot of feedback.
Right.
You know, and it's, we get a lot of positive feedback, you know, from listeners, guys, and friends.
You can chill out on the positive feedback.
Right. Like, we want to know what we're doing wrong because that's going to make us better.
I think we hit the main thing. We just need to be more constructive criticizing on things.
Yeah. Okay. I'm good with that. Good with that. I just didn't know.
We're too negative.
Yeah. I just didn't know because I don't know. Blake and I are very inclusive with homosexuality. Our viewpoints we have a lot of viewpoints that aren't popular. Whereas, you know, there's a lot of hot button stuff out there. So I just wanted to make sure there wasn't anything that we said or anything that maybe you were like putting a pause button on and saying, oh, guys, you know, I need to talk to them about. But no, that's good.
I was going to say, y'all know me. I would let y'all know. Definitely on that.
Yeah, but we want to get you on air saying it.
Oh,
really? I feel like Andrew's ears would start burning. No.
Right.
He would text us before we even put the episode
because
up.
We respect your spirituality and your faith. Mm. And we know you're a very deep guy and you're a very studied guy.
Right.
And, you know, we're not the time on certain things. But, you know, that's good. That's good stuff.
Right.
All right. But, so my question now or yours?
Yeah, it's yours.
Yeah, it's my question. All right. So, when we asked you to be on the podcast, I told you, you said, okay, what are we going to do or whatever. We were in the kitchen of my house during game night the other night. And I said, I'm not telling you. And I saw your face like just go to complete like deer in the headlight. Like, what?
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah. But I've had suspicions since last Friday when I told you that you're going to be on the podcast that you have been coming up with things that we are going to talk about. And I'm sure one of those was dinosaurs.
Yes indeed.
Because of your love of dinosaurs and researching the topics and stuff like that. So I did a little research because I wanted to find out if there are people, I've heard it, but I wanted to know if there is a following out there, if there's an actual group of people who actually believe, kind of like the flat earthers, that dinosaurs never existed. And lo and behold,
there
is a ton of mother-loving people who think dinosaurs...
Probably a lot of Christians that believe dinosaurs
yes,
are real.
Yes, they are. There are.
There's, it's the 20,000 people that have signed the petitions.
Anne's dad's one of them, and we're working on educating him on that.
Well, and their main thing is dinosaurs were not mentioned in the Bible.
Yeah. They need to do their research.
Dave says that.
Yeah. Here's the argument. I'll give you the argument. The argument is at creation of Earth, mm-hmm. God doesn't mention creating dinosaurs. And then he creates, you know, the beasts and the fish and
right.
everything. But he never creates dinosaurs. When they say beasts, it's lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, my. But he never says dinosaurs. And then he creates man. Now, the argument is there's no record of man and dinosaur together. So therefore, they cannot exist. They could not have existed. All of the fossils. Now, this part I can buy into.
Right.
All of the fossils are fake. The dinosaur bones are fake. Mm-hmm. I have seen replica dinosaur bones, you know, put together to look like a dinosaur.
Sure.
That look like fossils. That look like the actual bones. I mean, very well constructed. Very. There
movie
are some
quality.
Yeah, movie quality. There are some very valuable dinosaur bones that they have made replicas of to put out in display and, you know, things like that so they don't get stolen. So it is possible. I mean, if you can fake a moon landing, you can definitely fake some dinosaur bones. So what do you have to say to the camp of people? And there's a good many of them that say dinosaurs never existed.
All right. I'm going to go for the fabrication. I'm going to hit that first because... It is true. There is one species, which again, I don't believe that there is as many species of dinosaurs as people believe. I think there's juvenile versions of different stuff. So one species, I can't remember what it was.
But Blake and I are juvenile versions of humans.
High five. Yes.
Maybe in the mind. But anyway, so this one species in South America, it's some kind of ceratop and one like Triceratops three horn, but they only found the jawbone of this. And so they fabricated an entire skeleton based upon a jawbone, which is, in my king, very dangerous. But anyway, so that's the one thing I could say for
this. So all they have of this animal is the jawbone.
It's a jawbone.
And so from that, they've said, this is what the animal looks like. These are his other bones.
And looking at other species, so they're like, let's do that.
I see what you're saying.
Now, as far as, let's see, as far as dinosaur fossils are concerned, I mean, they're all... They found out throughout the world there's burial grounds, which again is evidence, in my opinion, and I mean the earth speaks for it, that there is evidence for the global flood that happened, because you would expect to find thousands upon thousands of fossils buried under the earth, under layers upon layers of rock, and that's what we find, burial grounds of having dinosaurs, land-dwelling creatures and stuff like that, birds, all of them in the same burial grounds under the same sediment of rocks. So how else would you explain that? And then really hitting on from a biblical aspect, I love it in Job. You know, Job's moping around and going back and forth with God, and I think it's chapter 38. God basically rebukes him and says, were you there when I formed everything? You who has understanding.
Yeah. He calls him an idiot, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah. And then he goes, have you considered in chapter 40, he says, have you considered my creature, the behemoth? And he says that this, one of the biggest, the iconic part of this creature he's describing, this behemoth, is it can withstand rushing water and it has a tail like a timber. Now, theologians believe that it was either a elephant or hippopotamus, which makes absolutely
their no tails sense. Are small,
very small. And once again, judging by the evidence that we've dug up from the earth, the largest land-dwelling creature that we know of was the dinosaur, the sauropod in this case, brontosaurus, brachiosaurus, long neck, long tail. So that and the word dinosaur wasn't even created until I believe it was 18 something.
Ooh.
So it wasn't, they weren't known as dinosaur And if you look around the globe, how many dragon stories do we hear of?
Oh, yeah.
Even, even Alexander the Great had even wrote that he, in his conquest, he came across a cave and heard hissing from a cave. Huh. So, yeah, that. And then, of course, I would bring the question to them when they're asked about dinosaurs not existing or they weren't on the days of creation. I would propose to them, on what day of creation was all the land-dwelling creatures, plural, made? And they would say, six. I said, okay, so when was dinosaurs made?
Six.
Six. So, yeah.
Clever girl.
Clever girl. You like what day? What day were humans made?
You like that? It was a Jurassic.
They were made in six too. Later, six. And then the seventh day, God rested. So,
yeah. All right, your question.
So, speaking of Jurassic, this isn't my question. I'm getting there. It's about Jurassic Park.
Yes.
It's like your favorite. Would you say that's your favorite film series or a book series? Or
I would definitely say, as far as the book series and the movies, yes.
Yeah.
Anything that's not biblical. I do have a map in one of my books. Actually, so cool. Aaron has the actual map from the book. It was like a blown up one. His parents actually have it in the coffee table.
Yeah, in the coffee table. Yes. That's right. Where we used to...
Where we did the podcast. Where you lived.
Yep, when you started. Where I
live. That's right.
Absolutely.
So, have you seen the picture of... it's a picture of Steven Spielberg from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember the Triceratops in the movie that was like...
Triceratops.
That was sick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a picture of him sitting in front of that. And he's just posing, you know, that right there. Have you seen this, Brian?
No.
No? Okay. So he's just posing in front of this. Well, it was getting, I remember seeing this probably a year or two ago.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. So someone shared it and was like, disgraceful photo of recreational hunter happily posing next to a Triceratops he just slaughtered. Please share so the world can name and shame this despicable man. So someone comments on it and said, that's Steven Spielberg, the director of Jurassic Park. And then someone replied to that and said, I don't care who he is. He should not have shot that animal.
Yep. There were many of those going around. There's even a guy that goes around interviewing people. I don't want to point the fingers of what type of party, the left or right, but he
point
was...
Point him!
Yeah, point him, dude.
Point him, that's what we do.
He was picking out a bunch of liberals, unfortunately, and then he would ask them, though, these teenagers and young people, young adults, college kids, and he would ask them, what do they feel on their stance of them killing dinosaurs? He'd bring up some random thing, and they'd get fired up about it. They did not even pay attention to what he was talking about.
Young kids have no idea.
That's like the Jimmy Kimmel segments where he'll go to like festivals and he's like, have you seen, and he just starts naming off these random
have you seen Grassblade?
Yeah. Yeah. And the people are like, we passed by him. It was pretty good, pretty solid. You know, they got some good jams, you know. Shut up. All right. So this is my next official question. You could get rid of one Jurassic Park movie, what would it be? What was your least favorite Jurassic Park? And you love them all.
I know which one I'd get rid of.
Which one would you?
Three.
I would say three, yeah.
Number three?
One and two were pretty good. Three, I was just kind of like, okay, we get it, guys.
I forgot what the premise
that was
of the third
Spinosaurus.
One.
They go, they take Alan Grant from the original and back to the island. The people lose their son hang gliding or whatever, and they have to go back and get him on the island.
Gotcha. I saw that one in theaters.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's the first one I saw in theaters. So.
Really?
Yeah. The other ones were VHS.
I saw Lost World in 3D, so...
VHS.
Oh,
man. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. We're each going to have one more.
Yeah, we got one more for you.
Okay.
Two more total.
I'll stay on the dinosaur thing and then you'll hit the last one.
Yep.
So you kind of answered it a little bit with the flood thing, but do you believe that dinosaurs survived the flood? Do you believe that there were dinosaurs on the ark?
I do believe they were on the ark. Ken Ham, the guy that part of the Creation Museum that actually...
He built a freaking ark, like a replica.
Not the Amish. He got the... What's the other? The Mennonites? Is that what they are?
Quakers? Amish?
Yeah, I think Mennonites or whatever. They ended up...
Amish Mafia?
Yes. They ended up handcrafting and making that ark. That's just very impressive.
But, where is that located at
Kentucky.
Again?
Kentucky.
The difference between Mennonites and Amish are Mennonites can take part in some worldly things, whereas Amish can't. So the Mennonites can drive, things like that. So if you ever watch Amish Mafia, the ones driving are Mennonites. The ones in carriages are Amish.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
Okay.
But,
So what Ken Ham proposes is that in a dinosaur's life cycle that it took time. And so he believes that those that survived were like the majority of them were the size of like a sheep or something like that, which in going by fossils, the majority of the species actually are about the size of a sheep. And so it makes sense. Personally, I believe because I've seen there's some cave paintings here in North America that even show like them hunting and have like a deer or something like that. And then there's a dinosaur. And I've seen videos where the the tour guides will ignore the fact that that's a brontosaurus or whatever right there. It's just some kind of sauropod. I recently saw something in Texas. There's limestone footprints of the same time where you see a human footprint in with a dinosaur footprint. Again, the dragons, all those legends of dragons, the majority that are written throughout history happened after the flood.
So basically you're saying they made room on the ark. Probably no velociraptors. That would be the wrong animal to put on
an
ark.
That would be a horrible animal to have on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you watched any of the Ken Ham versus Bill Nye debates?
Yeah, and it's 2 hours of pointless argument going back and forth.
It truly is.
Because none of them are going to change each other's mind.
Bill Nye is kind of a douchebag.
He's a big egomaniac.
He's a science guy that only has a bachelor's degree, and it's not in science.
What's it in?
I don't remember. I don't think it is anything science, but either way, he calls himself the science guy, and he's not a real scientist.
He's an English major.
Oh, my God. Fine arts or something.
And if I'm wrong on it, still, he only has a bachelor's degree in it. And yet he claims to be the science guy because he was on Disney as Bill Guy.
He's got a couple shows and a couple of radio programs. Like Bill Nye's the real deal.
He's probably got a podcast, too.
He probably does.
Hey, that reminds me. So, Andrew, you should start your own podcast and call it Sore Podcast.
Sora Podcast.
Oh, what's that mean?
Sauropod.
Dinosaur.
Yeah, I don't know dinosaurs.
Long neck.
Oh, okay.
Yes. There we go.
That's the big ones that eat the trees and stuff?
Yep.
Sauropod. I thought those were brontosaurus.
That's a type of them, yeah.
Oh, okay.
A type of sauropod.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And the one thing I did forget to mention is a lot of Christians that are scientists and New Earth.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you made that distinction.
Just say there's a big difference. But anyway, so in the Congo, there is supposedly the natives say that there is some kind of creature that's territorial in these riverbeds that will kill crocodiles, kill
swamp
hippos.
Man, thing.
And it's supposed, I can't remember the name of it, but it's supposed to be like a modern day sauropod. And many
lizard man.
People would have gone looking for it.
Oh, Loch Ness.
Would that be the Loch Ness monster? Oh,
why not?
Why not?
We're discovering, we discover a new shark species every year coming out of the depths of the ocean. So why can't there be somewhere in the rainforest? Yeah. Megalodon out there in the deep sea trenches.
Why not?
Can you imagine how scary that would be?
Awesome.
I don't know.
Good Lord, I love those movies where they were like a fish the size of the Titanic. Like, comes up and starts eating everything.
Yeah, no,
that
thank
is awesome.
You.
I have nightmares about that. Like being out in the seriously, like being
when
out
are you
in
ever
the
out in the ocean.
I've never been out in
exactly.
the middle of the ocean ever.
We're
going to
keep that
me.
Way.
No, we're going on a cruise next year.
Oh,
right.
Man.
And I'm getting on a plane.
Yeah, in
this
August.
Summer. I said I will never get on an airplane.
It's happening.
Brian asked me to go skydiving with him.
He slapped me in the face.
Heck no.
He slapped me in the face.
I said, dude, it's going to take enough for me to get on that plane. I'm not going to jump out of it once I get on it.
You'll change your mind once you get up. Yeah, you'll love it.
A couple of puffs of the inhaler and jump on out.
And then you'll want to skydive.
And then I'll want to skydive. Yeah.
All right, last question.
All right, last question. Right. This is the most serious one, obviously.
This is the most important one that you've been asked.
Yes. Okay. This determines whether or not you'll come back on the show.
Yes.
It truly does.
Awesome. All right, Andrew, do you believe in aliens?
I would be absolutely simple-minded, and I'm just going to go out there, probably stupid to say that there isn't.
Dang.
Because
wow.
Even...
You just sealed the deal.
Take it on how you want, but even as a Christian, and if I had just a simple mind, if you look at angels or anything of that, it's extraterrestrial by nature.
Yeah.
So for me to think that with an expanding universe and everything, that we're the only life forms out there.
Yeah.
It's very, arrogant and... just simple-minded to believe that we'd be the only ones out there. And again,
there you go.
I said, angels.
Yeah.
Watching Ancient Aliens, all that stuff.
Yes.
I mean, there's something.
There's something there.
There's something out there that, like we've y'all talked about on the podcast before, the government cannot explain.
Well, all right. And I said the last question, but this is like part B. So 5 years down the road, alien, full disclosure happens. The existence of aliens is confirmed. They come and say, listen, here is our leader and your God, your Yahweh. What would happen? What would you say about that?
What would I say, or what would people
respond? What would you say? How would you feel about that? If they said this, and he came and he said, I created everything. Like, I'm the one you're talking about in the Bible.
Man.
No, I think, if
our discernment... It doesn't go with biblical teaching.
Oh, absolutely. But I know with us having the Holy Spirit, there'd be a discernment. We'd know if that was true or not. But either way, you see this supreme extraterrestrial being. So I'm sure you'd be in awe or sense.
But yeah, you definitely would have. Is there still an overwhelming majority of Christians who would say, absolutely not?
Not even possible.
Not my God. Because in their minds, he's wearing a white robe.
He's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Long white beard. Yeah, Jesus is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He's of Irish descent.
Yeah.
Blue eyes. Right. Strawberry blonde hair.
People have it in their minds who God is, what they think God is, what he looks like.
Well, it goes to show
that
you
that it's a he.
At the opening of the show, they're in uproar because it's referred a woman's voice.
Yeah.
Oh,
people just don't know, man.
Because a woman's voice can thunder. I don't know if
especially
you've ever,
when she's mad at you.
Yeah. And listen, when people walked away from hearing God's voice in the Bible, they were changed people.
Yeah.
I know when my wife gets mad at me and yells, I'm a changed person. So why wouldn't it be? No, but yeah, the good stuff. Good stuff, Andrew.
Hey, did you know I sent this to you earlier. So I was listening to Last Podcast on the Left, and they do two episodes a week, and usually around Wednesday or Thursday, they do something called Side Stories, and usually it's a bunch of news articles. Mm-hmm. Every now and then they do interviews. Well, on this episode, they had Dan Aykroyd on there, and he believes in the paranormal, UFOs. He talked about the Disclosure Act. He talked about his interaction with the Men in Black, and what's funny is, you'll love this, Brian. So he talked about he was filming a show, and I've never seen the show, but apparently he had a UFO research television show he was filming.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
So there was one where they were filming somewhere, and he got a phone call from Britney Spears, of all people. Yeah. Britney Spears was going on SNL. You've heard that story?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So she calls him to ask for if he would, you know, come on SNL whenever she was on there. And that was that's when he had the interaction with the Men in Black, and like they disappeared in plain sight. And then next thing you know, they're coming and they're like, all right, they're shutting. We can't film here anymore.
Huh. So and they had to pack it up all and goes go back home. To Britney.
Yeah. Britney Spears.
Britney she is involved in it.
Yeah. Do you think Britney Spears is an alien?
You shut your mouth.
Or do you think she's goddess? One of the Men in Black?
Oh, man, I wanted to ask you about Egypt, but we can do this next time. We'll do it next time.
We're going to do a whole aliens episode eventually sometime.
But I wanted to ask Andrew particularly about, like, Egyptian gods and stuff like that. But we'll do it another time. Yeah, because we're getting there.
Oh, we're getting there. We hadn't even done music yet.
Right,
so.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
Cool. Andrew, freaking home run, dude.
Yeah, out of the park. That was fun.
Appreciate awesome. It, fellas. Very fun.
What's going on, podcast land? If you ask my wife what I own more than anything, she will quickly tell you that it's t-shirts. And guess what? I'm about to add to that collection thanks to Faith Attire. Since 2012, Faith Attire has been stacking up an incredible collection of streetwear with a message. T-shirts, hats, baseball tees, the whole nine yards. Their excellence is displayed through their products, but their vision and purpose is even greater. Head on over to faithattire.co to browse their catalog and use the promo code NRP116 to get 15% off your order. That's NRP116. Faith Attire, apparel for the selfless.
Brian, what you got for a music pick this week?
I forget what I sent you or told you. Oh, yeah, here we go. Story of the year, Until the Day I Die.
Oh, man, some Sody.
Mm-hmm. Do you like Story of the Year?
Oh, man, I love Story of the Year.
Yeah, this is a good one. Go ahead.
Travis used to jam some Story of the Year. He would learn some songs on guitar.
We'd nice.
Go upstairs to the attic and just play some Story of the Year, especially that first album, man. Woo!
They hate
that album though.
Really?
Yeah. They
there's
like,
a lot
why?
Of good songs on that
it's,
album.
It's their best, and they absolutely despise it. They hate playing stuff from it.
Huh.
That is their black sheep.
Huh.
Yeah. Their debut breakout. John Feldman produced that album from a little band called Goldfinger. Did you know that?
I see what you did there.
You like that?
I guess.
Really good. Andrew, what about you?
All right. I decided to pick somebody that actually goes against the norm. This is back in 2004, yes. But he kind of branches different genres of music. This is a reggae rock artist, Modest Yahoo.
Yeah.
Bless you. What'd you say? No, I've listened. Ann has, she always, like, she turned me on to, like, classic crime and all this other stuff. And then she was telling me about this guy.
And I finally like, listened.
Yeah, and, I finally yeah. listened. I'm yeah. like, okay, yeah, you're right. Once again, Anne, you're
she's
freaking
right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And how often do you have to say that?
A lot. You're right, Anne.
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
Story about.
What's all the right. name of this?
This is a king without a crown.
Said, each and every day I pray to get to know ya. Please wanna be close to you. Yes, I'm so hungry. You're like water for my soul when it gets thirsty. Without you, there's no me or the air that I breathe. Sometimes the world is dark and I just can't see. With these demons around all around, they bring me down to negativity. But I believe, yes, I believe. I said I believe. I stand among the feet, one big blood down on one knee. I fight with all of my might to get these demons to flee. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in. I believe Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in. I believe. Darkness comes light, twilight and to the heights. Crown lights burning up, out to the twilight. So thank you to my God, now I finally got it right. And I fight with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my mind. And what? Stealing my love will be hole in a ceiling. I give myself to you from the essence of my being. And I sing to my God, songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now, time it starts a feeling. What is this feeling? My love will be hole in a ceiling. I give myself to you from the essence of my being. And I sing to my God, songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now.
Cool. So when we were talking earlier and I was like, hey, he was in a horror movie that I saw a while ago, I finally found it. And in fact, I watched it with you and Lee, I remember a long time ago, Brian, called The Possession, with one Mr. Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
I don't remember it.
You don't remember that?
What's the premise?
I'll read the premise.
Someone
for you
gets
right
possessed.
Here. When they're, yeah, there's a possession of some sort. When their youngest daughter, M, becomes strangely obsessed with an antique wooden box brought from a yard sale, parents Clyde, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and Stephanie, Kyra Sedgwick, see little cause for alarm. However, M becomes slightly unstable, leaving the couple to fear the presence of a malevolent force. So Modest Yahoo is the rabbi.
Plays the malevolent force.
If you want to consider that a rabbi, then yes.
So he plays a rabbi.
Yeah.
Is he a rabbi? He's a rabbi?
No, he's
just Jewish. He
was Orthodox Jewish, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Blake.
But, yeah.
What are you listening to?
So, got some fun facts for everybody today.
Great.
All right. So, today marks the 30-year anniversary
of Britney Spears' debut on Disney Channel.
Very close. Faith No More's The Real Thing album. Okay.
Yes, today
is the 30th. I had a totally different song picked out for today, but once I realized today was a 30-year release, I couldn't pass it up. So, a little bit of a fun fact. I didn't know that they had that Mike Patton was the... He wasn't the OG singer for Faith No More.
Okay.
In fact, he's the third singer that they've had. I didn't know that. The previous singer's name was Chuck Mosley.
Ooh.
Right? And for those of you who don't know, my last name is Mosley. However, we don't spell our last names the same way. Mine has extra E's in it because I'm extra bougie.
Okay.
This was... The Real Thing is Mike Patton's first album with Faith No More.
Oh, okay.
And so he really brought into what Faith No More is now.
Right.
So,
Andrew, do you know any Faith No More?
No, but educate me.
Oh, man.
No, it's coming.
So good. They really did a lot for rap and metal blending together.
There was a... I don't want to say it was a Lollapalooza. Gosh, I can't remember. It was Faith No More, Beastie Boys, Rage Against the Machine, and Primus.
Holy crap.
Just like, I remember they had it. I can't remember where it was, but I went to get tickets from Ticketmaster back when AOL was.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Took so long for me to connect to the internet that I could not.
No, it sold out by the time. '90s problems, man.
Good old
God, it sucks.
Dial-up internet.
Yeah. So this is my favorite song from that album. It's called Falling to Pieces.
Run through my fingers back into my heart.
I just had to include that.
Yeah, that little bracelet.
Oh my gosh.
So you would probably recognize the What Is It song.
Yeah, epic.
If I heard it, then probably.
Yeah. Like that. It was a big skating rink song. Like if you ever frequented a skating rink, you definitely heard the What Is It. Stuff.
Atreyu has a really good cover of that. Very good. And then, so I didn't realize it, but on that album, I don't know if it was just a bonus track or something, but they have a cover of War Pigs by Black Sabbath on that album. That is insanely good too. But Falling to Pieces is definitely my favorite one.
Yeah. So.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
All right. Well, Brian,
good music all the way around.
Yeah, all the way around. Absolutely. Everybody. Good job today, everybody.
Good job, everybody.
Brian, do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
No.
Any closing arguments?
I object.
I object.
I don't know. I'm happy to be in the studio.
Cool. Yeah, this is awesome, man.
I hope the sound turns out good.
Yeah, I hope the sound absolutely is good.
Because I haven't tested anything.
Completely winging it.
Like,
here.
We set everything up and then hit record. And then hit record. Yes. So I haven't tested anything. So hopefully it sounds okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, Andrew, thanks again for being on the show this week. It was nice to have you back. I had a lot of fun talking to you.
Likewise.
Very comfortable. Very, very
been
comfortable.
A privilege.
Yep. You can find us on the Twitter, on the Facebook, and on Instagram. All you have to do is just search for the Not Religious Podcast. Leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, and we'll read it here on the show, whether it is good or if it's bad, like we did last week.
Yeah.
I hope that person's doing okay, by the way.
I really hope they are.
Yeah. Hope they're. Hope
my
they're
heart goes out to them.
Doing okay.
My heart will go on.
Yeah, your heart will go on. We are a part of the Coming Right Up Network, and you can catch us every Sunday night at 5:30 Central Standard Time on comingrightup.org. And while you're there, go ahead and check out the rest of the shows that they have on there, because they're pretty awesome, just like relevant to our interests. A movie podcast, movie review podcast is very good. I really enjoy those guys. So, Andrew, thanks again.
Thank you, Andrew.
We'll catch you next time.
My pleasure.
Yeah, be nice to everyone.
Goodbye.